Trump is a wild card. Trump is a businessman. Trump already understands that, for example, we're paying too much for Boeing and Lockheed and Northrop Grumman. He's coming at this with a fresh perspective. He did not expect to win. He has replaced the political elites with business and military elites. We've had a counter coup in the United States. We have successfully defeated the coup that was being led by Wall Street and Hillary Clinton and John Brennan. So it's up to Trump. My personal feeling is that if Trump does not pass an Electoral Reform Act in the next 90 days, he will not finish his term. He will leave.
And why is that? What does the Electoral Reform Act do, and why is it so important to his presidency?
The Electoral Reform Act does a number of things, but one of the most important is that it frees the members from the bribery and the blackmail that is pervasive in U.S. politics. Wayne Mattson is one of my favorite investigative journalists, and he published recently a piece on how John McCain and Lindsey Graham have been blackmailed by CIA, and that is why they've been so anti-Russia. Now, because of Wayne's piece and because of some other things that I and a few others have done, Trump has gone back to McCain. McCain is now being, if you will, counter-blackmailed. And so he's softening, and he's saying, well, now I'm leaning toward Rex Tillerson, which is exactly what he better do if he wants to finish his term out. I think Trump has the capacity to free the members from their dependency on foreign money, particularly Saudi Arabian and Israeli and Wall Street money. Beyond that, he has to show the Sandinistas, the Libertarians, and the Independents that they have a president who really means it.